Blog Talk
Radio. Who's car is this? What fucking ass person is in the fucking car? Angry Bastard Radio, baby. It's your boy GQ. It's me for the rest of the crew. Live on the road right now. Just had some KFC, some that grilled chicken. That shit is off the chain. Now I'm watching on my TV head unit. War of the Worlds.
Open the door, Ray.
MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Send a child's dedication and request until 8 p.m. Only 2 more hours left from 24 people. I'm about to go. Fuck, I'm tired as hell right now. And I start school tomorrow, well, somewhat. But, hold on. This guy, hold on. This shit's fucking hilarious. What is it, a terrorist? Nervous ass nigga.
This thing was a machine. It crawled out of the ground, started torturing everything, killing everybody. What is it? Is
he terrorist? No, he's terrorist somewhere else. What do you mean, like, Europe? No, what do you mean, not like Europe? He's terrorist somewhere else. What, like Europe? Yeah. Maybe it's staying down in the lightning storm. Chicken feels good, you know, chicken is good, you know, and I'm a brother, you know how brothers love their chicken, So I'm eating some chicken, and it's like the second time. Like, I chew, but I don't chew all the way. Like, I'll chew some of the chicken, and then as I'm chewing chicken, yum, 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 I swallow it. But the only thing that sucks about it is that when I swallow the chicken, some of it is still, you know, big pieces. Therefore, I hope I don't get them nails in my fucking car from driving on these fucking rocks. So, I'm eating the chicken and I swallow. Well, chicken gets stuck in my throat somewhere. So I'm trying, you know, drink soda to try to get it down, and it's not working. So what did I have to do? I had to fucking act like I was a white girl that was eating food just to eat food so that, you know, they could keep their fingers. So what they do is what? They stub their fingers down their throat, right? Well, I stuck my fingers out my throat, and I'm throwing up and all this shit. And this is the second time I had to do this, just to get that shit unclogged out of my throat. Pause. Long story short, I'm good now. Oh, Lord, I just saw two men driving by on a motorcycle. What kind of homo shit is that? Anybody out there is driving around with another man on top of the back, on the back of their bike, they're definitely fuss-packing it. Hold on, people. Ah, shit. Damn. This chick has a fat ass. Just drove by this hood bitch. Fat ass. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get my car washed, and then I'm going to ride back up this road just to perk. Because I'm a perk motherfucker. What I do is, I ain't got no rims. I ain't got no flashy car. But I have a loud system. So what I normally do is I ride past, blast my shit, and put the ice grill on. Like, yeah, shorty, I know you want to be with me, but I got a shorty, and I don't want you, shorty. You know, shoot some fucking stupid shit like that. Now, we just pulled up to the car wash. I mean, I got black-ass niggas looking at, oh, come on! That's so much bullshit. This shit ain't fucking working. This is the shit I'm talking about. Now I gotta wash my own car? I don't want to wash my own car. What the fuck is the joy in that? I want somebody to wash my shit for me. This is bullshit. This is so much fucking bullshit. Oh, hey, look at the white girl in the Honda Civic. All right, you know, people. Fuck it. I'm going to wash my car. Fuck, man. I don't feel like doing this shit right now. Now, did y'all ever see War of the Worlds in the part when Tom Cruise is asking his kids, you know, who wants a peanut butter sandwich? And, like, neither one of them are hungry, so he gets mad and, like, just puts the peanut butter on the bread and goes, okay, fine, nobody's hungry. And just throws the bread with the peanut butter. With the peanut butter side against the window. That shit is funny. All right, let me, hopefully my car doesn't lock on me. I'm going to do a real quick clean. I always like to play music right now. Get a real quick clean. Let me put this shit in. Put some. Oh, come on. My shit's been playing all this time. Come on, let's get some music in here. There we go. And we ain't your club, the your club empty. And we about to watch my motherfucking car while I'm on the motherfucking show. I don't know, no show that gets it jumping like that. No show. You know what I mean? Who fucking does a show and watch their car at the same time? I'm only using $4. All I'm using is $4. So, you know what I mean? Come on. What the fuck? There we go. $1, $2, $3. Whoa. Why we here spraying? Go on. Whoa. $4. Oh, yeah, we got 13 minutes, baby. All right, so hold on. Let me start this shit off right. Let me go to the tire spray. Hopefully we know we can get this shit off. Like I said, why with the Angry Bastard Radio? I'm your host, shit with the most. I mean, hit us up at Angry Bastard Radio. That's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Where we do, and we hold our thing there. The jam line for call is 914-338-1782. Now, you can't call that shit right now, because I'm nowhere near the switchboard right now. I'm washing my motherfucking car. And, you know, doing what I do. So I'm going to give a big shout-out to everybody holding it down. Big shout-out to my boo, Lucy Lou. Big shout-out to Kuba. Big shout-out to the Chocolate Top. Big shout-out to La Boricua. I want to give a big shout-out to 64SDLE. And big shout-out to Pepsi Cola. Big shout-out to Uncle Murder. Big shout-out to everybody holding the fuck down in Jersey. You know what I mean? Now, I don't want to do the pre-soak. I don't want to do the pre-soak. Then again, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the pre-soak because I want my shit in order. Only thing, matter of fact, fuck that. I'm not doing the pre-soak. Matter of fact, fuck it. I'll do the pre-soak. You know what I mean? It's switched up. I got to hurry the fuck up because I hate washing my car and then having to add quarters. You ever, like, wash your car? Like, one time I washed my car and I had to add quarters and I ain't had no quarters. I had to fucking ride around with a car that had some soap on it. And this is in the wintertime. That shit sucks. So, you know, I got to do what I got to do to make this shit happen. I'm only giving these niggas $4. And that's all they're getting from me is $4. Now we got a foam brush. Pull the foam brush out. Pull these fucking wipers up. Let's go. We definitely got a little movement going on, you know what I mean? The nice, the little, the rub down. GQ, baby. So how's everybody's day going? You know what I mean? Mine's, I'm on vacation. I'm holding it down. You know what I mean? I will be in NY. Holding the fuck down. Probably Friday. So y'all better watch out for me. Because I'm just smooth. That's why they call me GQ. You know what I mean? The day my mom and dad was horny and had sex and they decided to bring me in the world was the day the world realized how smooth I am. You know what I mean? It is what it is, though. Can't help it. I'm just fucking smooth. Task Force Tuesdays. That's all we know about, man. Task Force Tuesday, they had us talk about this event that happened yesterday. Had these two cops hassling these brothers. Why? I do not know. You know what I mean? Did they fuck up? They probably did. It's a recession, people. Don't think you can get away with anything. Like, normally you can't get away with shit. But it was recession. Cops was looking for stupid little young black folks. And, you know, that, not just black folks, folks in general. Just looking for them to, you know, fuck up and make something. Make something happen, you know what I mean? Whether you're white, black, Chinese, Spanish. Look, I understand you lose everything. You want to go steal. But it's not really worth the time you're going to spend in jail. You know what I mean? Because you wanted to be stupid and go out there and robbing people. It's not worth it. Trust me. It's not worth it. I know a brother that robbed the gas station. And when he robbed the gas station, within 2 minutes, wait, not even 2 minutes. Hold on, let me take my fucking Bluetooth off. I know a brother
that robbed a gas station with four of them. Within half hour, first of all, between them, splitting wise, they already came up with cost like maybe $50 per person. But the thing about it is, within 30 minutes of him doing it, the cop knocked on the door and told him to open the door. He opened the door. Damn. This thing over there got a fat ass. Oh, my Lord. Come over here. Model on my car, baby girl. Oh! Yeah, I can't do that. I got a shorty. I can't do that. But, anyway, within 30 minutes of them, you know, robbing the gas station, the cops caught him. He's still in jail. That shit happened in like 2000. And he's still in jail. It's 2009. That was his first offense. First offense. But you gotta ask yourself, is it really worth it? No, it ain't worth it. Fuck that. That's 9 years. I don't know when motherfuckers coming out, but there's too much going on in the world. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers are dying. There's people, you know, living, whatever. But 2 to 9, yo, 1 day is long enough for me. Let alone 9 motherfucking years? I'm good on that one. That's why I've been broke before. I've been broke many times, you know what I mean? And it's like, you gotta ask yourself, is it, that time ain't worth it. Like, you know what I mean? Whatever crime you do, it's definitely not worth the time. Because when you get caught, and you always will, I mean, you don't really pay. You know what I mean? Nah, what the fuck? I got staff on my car and shit. Yeah, but it's not worth it, you know what I mean? That's why you should always think twice. If it's easy for you to get, it's going to be very easy for you to lose it. Very easy. That's what you got to work for to get. So I don't mind working for you, not working for mine. Because it's like, that's more bragging rights. At least I can say, all right, well, I didn't win the lottery. But I got money. You know what I mean? And I'm living good. You know what I mean? I'd rather have bragging rights knowing that I had nothing and I worked to get where I'm at now. Hold on, people. You know, I worked to get where I got. You know what I mean? But I ain't got no problem with that. And knowing that I work for mine. There we go. There goes chocolate. Yeah. Cause she's definitely from the hood. It's like now she like a close up, like her hair. I hate women, especially black women, that wear big hair. Like that shit is. You bald headed. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Like. Be proud that you bald headed, you know what I mean? Just be proud of that shit. Don't be walking around, you know, with a bald fucking head, and then, you know, the nigga see you the next day. It's like, yo, man, ain't that the same chick? Ain't that Shaniqua? That's Shaniqua. Right? I thought she had no hair. Oh, no, she has a wig on. That's why. Oh, okay. I could have sworn she had no hair. Yeah, I mean, she don't have no hair. She got a wig on. Like, come on, that's crazy. That's like a midget being a midget, but then next thing you see him, he got silk. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Who you think you're fooling? You ain't fooling nobody. Just ladies, you know what I'm saying? When niggas take you home, when we take you home, I don't want to fucking take you home to the crib, and I'm busting your ass, like, going in. Like, busting your ass, like, I just got done doing this. A 10-year period or something like that. And then I keep busting your ass, and I notice that when I pull your hair, your shit comes out. Like, that shit is scary. So you're trying to make my penis hot not work no more. Like, doing some shit like that, you going to scare me. This is crazy. And third, don't be afraid to be waking these girls up, man. Don't you get away from anybody, all right? You got to wipe up that girl that don't give a fuck if you got a Benz or a Bentley or a fucking buggy or whatever. Like, who gives a fuck? It's about what's inside that counts, because all that fame and glory, and if you got to walk around acting like you got money and all that to get girls, then you're not going to go nowhere in life, man. You got to find that one, and you know what I mean? For me, I found that one. And just like that one song, when you get somebody, you got to hold on to her. That shit is real. You got to, you know what I mean? We've been through all shit. Oh! My car is on point. See, I ain't get to watch it like I want to. I'm on the show right now. And I know niggas are like, yo, man, I don't give a fuck about you watching that fucking car. Say, hold on, people.
Yeah!
Yo, I actually wanted to have you ever get to the show. This is one song that's out for Bust a Ride and some chicks. And that shit is on point. Damn, we got 2:13 left, people. 2:13. Oh, shit. I don't want it all the time, ladies. But when I do, you better make me smile. So give it to me right. Or don't give it to me at all. Oh yeah, perfect timing. Come on, baby, come on. Now we got the wax.
Hold on.
Ah, shit. Fucking up, I almost just slipped and bust my ass just now. We got the wax. Minute 37 seconds. Minute 37. Hold on, people. Did you going to be able to do it? All right, come on. We got my brother on the other line. I can't really unmute that nigga yet. Ah, shit, minute 11, people, come on, work with me. I got to work on it, baby. Minute 11. Ah, shit, hold on. Got a minute. I'm about to be left with coke for my car. All right, people. All right, come on. Come on, baby. Come on. Yo, somebody out there in Radio Land, please pray for me, man, because I think I might be left with coke in my car, man. I'm 12 months that figured it all off. I got 28 seconds. Oh, shit. 22 seconds. All right, come on, baby. Come on. 17, 16, 15, 14, 12, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, shit. Let me make sure I ain't got no soap part. My shit is shiny, too. Yeah, shit out there in Radio Land must have been praying for a nigga, because my shit is extra spiffy. Now I can get the fuck out of here. Hold on, people. Let me call my brother real quick.
Omar's not available. Please.
Stupid motherfucker. Why would you call me and not answer the fuck? Stupid motherfucker. Yeah, who the fuck
Yo, call that kid, man. We live on the radio right now. Take a dookie with me. 6'4", take a dookie with me. L.E., take a dookie with me. S.D., take a dookie with me. Lucy Lou, take a dookie with me. Fresh, take a dookie with me. Take a dookie with me. Take a dookie with me. The creator, take a dookie with me. Take a dookie with me.
Operator, no
the dookie with me.
Separate this. 19.
0.
18.
0.
Uh-huh.
17.
0.
Back room. You're in the lobby. Max.
2. 1.
I still don't know who you are, though.
I know that.
What's that?
I know that.
How old are you? What happened?
3.
0.
2.
0.
1.
4.
Everybody heard you, yo. You said you don't got a boost, you got a Virgin Mobile.
I said I ain't got no boost, you got. I said you got a Virgin Mobile, motherfucker. I
no, you
I
didn't.
No, you didn't. Okay. I don't give a fuck.
We got in trouble for cussing.
Yo, he got Virgin Mobile. That's what's up.
He got in trouble for cussing.
Oh, my God.
He's up in
the middle. No, I believe that shit. Oh.
Yo, hold on. Who are the females in the room?
Those ain't females. Those are dudes. You feel me?
Look, shorty, he mad now. Because he embarrassed his own self. How you going to be mad because you embarrassed your own self talking about you got Virgin Mobile? That's your game,
mother. Come on, now. That bitch is broke. He mad. Fuck out of here.
He mad.
You
oh, boy.
Suntan lotion on his nipples, faggot.
Faggot nigga.
And that nigga poopo.
1.
4.
You fucking T-Mobile.
Hey, yo, shorty, shut the fuck up.
Word, you shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Yo, shorty, you're under arm stink.
Shut the fuck up.
You're under arm stink, shorty. Shut the fuck up.
You're
hey, yo, shorty. Throw your hands in the sky. Blow.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
He miserable. That mommy shit I just came in.
Simon says, shut the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky.
Nobody ain't worried about what you're saying. You ain't intimidating nobody in this room. So not
losers in the back getting cracked now. What's up?
You ain't hurting nobody with your corny ass. Those everything you're saying don't mean nothing.
Shut the fuck up.
You're a weirdo. I live somewhere, and nobody don't care what you're saying. You shut up, bro, because I'm going to speak my fucking mind. I'm going to speak my mind.
You sound like a pirate, bitch.
You can say what you want, nigga. What are you going to get the hell to say about your opinion? Your opinion means nothing.
You
got to keep blowing because you ain't nothing to
me. Me, Captain R. I am the captain of the ship, R. Keep blowing, R. You sound like a pirate, bitch.
That's what you need to do.
She got an all-black, pirate. All-black pirate, bitch.
John nigga's crazy. He could keep going all
like,
he wants.
The breath like pirate,
at the end
bitch.
Of the day, I'm still going to be happy.
Shut the fuck up.
I ain't going to be the one out of closet and getting mad.
Shorty, I'm just
here to put you niggas in your place.
You're not putting me in my place. Nice try.
You shut the fuck up.
No, it's not that. I don't like what people speak to. I'm going to speak my mind. You is not going to intimidate me.
You're not going to try to
say some shit to shut me down because you can't shut me down because I'm a very strong-minded person. Thank you very much.
Would you be giving me
you
some information?
You
ain't going
to be weak-minded. I'm going straight to you the fuck apart.
Would you be like, that
niggas ain't no competition for me. Nothing. No challenge, no nothing. It's just niggas, I rip you off.
What would you be like if some of this pussy?
You don't understand that.
You can sit on the phone and scream and holler all day.
Zero.
Oh, fucking stupid.
Yeah. Stupid bitch.
Stupid bitch. Bitches. 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 Stupid bitches. What the fuck, man? I'm sitting at KFC, man. About to go in here and get another fucking... I'm like, damn, nigga, you're just here. Habitual line stepper. All right, my mom says she wants corn and coleslaw.
Slow corn?
Slow slaw.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Angry Bass Radio. I'm about to go up in this KFC and see if they give me some attitude. Come up with, I don't have a coupon, but I want free chicken anyway. Is that possible?
Yes, that is possible.
Yeah. Let's see what they say. Damn, man, I'm gonna like to work in this motherfucker. Yeah,
where you at? Shop right?
Nah, I'm at KFC.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, man. I worked there for like 5 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
3-0.
2-1.
Zero.
5 room. If there's 9 here, press 1. Voicemail.
Yeah, man. Brushing the wing. Yeah, the grill. For the sides. Nah. For the sides, coleslaw and corn. Yeah. How much? 427. Not bad. Now I have one of these things, these farms, but y'all don't step on no more, right? I'm messing up, man. Freeloading. Thank you.
You tasted it before?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
No doubt.
It's actually better than original. Thank you.
It's better than Boston Market.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than Boston Market.
Okay.
Woo! I'm looking at my motherfucking car in the parking lot and shit. My shit shiny than motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Shiny than motherfucker. Yeah, man, but the fucking chicken is better than Boston Market, man. And I love Boston Market.
Lord.
I love me some Boston Market. See, now, the brother, he was like, yeah, something happened online, so he explained it. But that bitch that tried to say something about my mom didn't explain it. You know what I mean? That's the fuck she gets. That's why she works at KFC. Because she doesn't know how to talk to people.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, it is what it is, you know? It's like, you know what I mean? Yeah, and, you know, if you're listening to the show, you're from Camden. You know what I mean? I'm not shitting on you. I'm just shitting on your dirty-ass city. That's pretty much it. You don't catch feelings, you know? And like motherfuckers say that, you know, Brooklyn, you know, they say Brooklyn is dirty. You don't hear me complaining. All that I'll just say is that, well, if you really feel as though, I'm going over there. If you really feel as though, you know, that Brooklyn is dirty, then maybe you should go to Brooklyn and, say it out loud, or just pull somebody from Brooklyn up. I'm looking at fucking police. Oh, and he's doing a silent approach, pussy. Task force Thursday, people.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker's doing a silent approach. Oh, I'm going to turn my loud ass sirens off, so I can rush. So I can rush to wherever I'm going so that no one knows I'm coming. I'm just going to keep my lights on, but I'm going to turn my sirens off so I can sneak. So I can sneak where I need to go so people don't hear me, so they don't try to run away. Because I'm a pussy. I used to get bullied in school. And the only way I could win a fight is if I was to sneak up to the bully and then give him a club punch and run away. I mean, it is what it is.
It is.
I'll tell you one thing. We got motherfucking 20 minutes left. Yo, you getting on Call of Duty tonight, nigga?
Yeah, most likely.
Yo, man, I got on last night. And I got an argument with my wifey. So it's like, I got on and then I was fucking screaming on the fucking phone like a madman. And, you know, she was screaming back and I said, man, a big fucking mess. I noticed that you got on, and then, you know, you played free fall, and then he's fucking, he's like, fuck this nigga. He just fucking left.
What? trying to play and shit.
Nah, man, the one game that we was playing, man, is that headquarters shit. Niggas is just camping on top of shit, and that shit pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah,
I can't really enjoy Call of Duty unless I'm playing with a bunch of motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? A bunch of motherfuckers. Like, it can't just be me and you and Jim. It gotta be me and you and, like, fucking God's Gatekeeper and, you know, and some other motherfuckers. You know, you really wreck shop.
Yeah, no doubt.
Task Force Tuesday, people.
Task Force.
Alright, I gotta wake up early as shit tomorrow because I've been bullshitting about the shed. I gotta do this shit tomorrow, man. I gotta do it tomorrow. I gotta do it before I leave. Hold on. There was no point to that. I saw these three chicks. I had to blast my shit. Oh, what's the point? Niggas be perping over the wrong shit. Like, oh, I'm a drop. Like, what made it amazing to me is niggas would perp but not talk. You know, and I used to be one of those niggas, but like I said, I'm happily taken now, and it feels good to actually say that. It feels good to have badass bitches walk up to me, and you know that they want to put their head between your lap. But you be like, you know what? You're fucking lame. You look good, but you're fucking lame. Uh-oh, you hear him? You hear him? You hear him? The sound approach, nigga. This boy there is the teens, and I ain't putting sirens on. The siren approach. Well, let me get a pair of sirens. Let me speed like a fucking madman. Let me put some Christmas lights on top of my car. Oh, I get charged for impersonating a cop. Okay. Well, what about a detective? How come he didn't get charged for impersonating a civilian? What kind of bullshit is that?
Mm-hmm.
Undercover cop. He can't walk around without no badge on. He's impersonating a civilian. What kind of bullshit is that? I can't impersonate a cop, but you can impersonate me? What kind of bullshit is that? You can drive around in a fucking rimmed out fucking SUV. You can drive around in a rimmed out SUV with your fucking tint blacker than Michael Blackson's face. Fucking wheels. Bigger than a fucking tractor-trailer truck, rim-wise, and then when you enter a drug set, asking, yo, let me buy this, and if someone's dumb enough to sell to you, oh, put your hands behind your back, you're under arrest. I was impersonating a civilian. I get the fuck out of here. I mean, they also got the, you know, I'm a cop. So I can park in a fire lane and eat Dunkin' Donuts. I can do that because I'm a cop or I'm at a red light and I'm going to talk on my cell phone. Why? Because I am the officer of the law. I can do that. You can't. Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, stop being bitches, all right? You see that happen. You put it on fucking... Put shit on blast. I mean, what the fuck you at, you googly-eyed bitch? Yo, Shorty, shut the fuck up when you come up in here, alright? Shut the fuck up when you come in here. Why nose having bitch?
Shut the fuck up.
Bitch,
phone, you ain't gonna do a damn thing. Come suck my pussy
phone,
out. And
your
you
phone, see? Your phone sounds horrible. Your phone sounds horrible.
Buy me one.
Your phone.
Buy one, cause I can. Fine, you fucking corny ass shit. You talking like some dick down in water.
Your phone sounds horrible.
Well, it does.
You
take that dick out, baby. Take that dick out.
Your phone sounds horrible. I can't even hear what you're saying.
Boy, I don't know what you're saying.
I can't hear a word you're saying. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up. You sound like you got a dick up your mouth, yo, down your throat. Take that shit
oh,
the fuck
oh,
up.
Oh, what you're saying is I sounded like you sounded last night when you were swallowing. Oh, okay. Understandable. Yeah, but let me be quiet because I don't want people to think that. I mean, because it really happened between you and I. But, you know, it is what it is.
It is.
You know what? Tell you the truth, you're dirty. You're dirty, Spick, all right? Go make me some mango juice. Go make me
you
some juice. Go make me some mango juice, all right? How about that one?
You dirty gun, nigga. Dirty gun.
Your twat is stinking.
Shut the fuck up. What's poppin'? What's poppin'? What's crackin'?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean?
Paul's was just saying, because put it on the table so she can eat it.
Is that you drunk?
Yeah.
You smoke the fuck out, huh? You got no life on a chat phone talking shit to somebody. The fuck, you can't grab their phone number? Private, you court? Put that ass in your
face. Yo, did y'all just swim over here?
What?
It sounded like y'all just swam over here. Like, what's going on?
Yo, I said fine as hell, and I'm just looking for somebody to put it in me, and that's it.
Well, it sounds like it. You sound like a dirty Mexican. But I'm good. I don't want your swine flu. I'm good.
No swine flu. No swine for Luke.
No swine for Luke.
No swine for Luke.
Yo, yo, ho, ho.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Ho, ho.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo,
yo, yo. Yo, yo,
yo. Yo, yo, yo. There's a lot of dirtiness in this room. What's going on?
What?
Yeah. Put a lot of dirt in me.
Troy, you sound like an idiot. Shut up.
What?
Yo. Why we ask pussy? Movie, you need to get that dick when they put it in. You.
Dirty Mexican.
What are you, more ugly black motherfucker? Because that's what you sound like. Dirty
gorilla. Gorilla.
Green card. Green card. Fucking dumb fuck.
Are you done? Are you done yet?
Stupid bitch.
Stupid bitch.
You wish you had this.
They're all sharing the same phone.
Of course they are. Well, you like 10 of them, and they all share the same spot on the floor in the house where they sleep on the floor.
Oh, shit.
White from your black.
That's it, Dad. Yeah, that's like it. Yeah, their phone is the size of a Tic Tac, and they got 10 pit bull heads. They got 10 pit bull heads side by side trying to listen with a Tic Tac phone.
Look at that. Y'all got like 10 kids.
Sorry, guys. You got a woman head. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a George Costanza from Seinfeld head. Long
yeah,
ass head.
That's the only number you. Stay on the line.
Yeah, your phone's horrible, Shorty. You're breaking in and out.
She carried a 2-pound around like Hacksaw Jim.
Nah, she got coconut oil stuck on her phone. That's why it's breaking up like that.
Her skin is like coconut skin.
Rough as shit. Oh, man, yeah, she's finished.
No, she's
put a thermometer in her butt. With no lube.
I'm not even posting.
Niggas is popo.
Man, holy.
Pooty.
Pooty who?
Pooty who? Poop shoot.
Niggas poop bat.
Bat bat. Bat bat.
Boo pat.
Bat bat.
Slap buns.
Slap buns.
Slap buns.
Slap it.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your
baby booty.
Shorty slap tits.
slap tits, mama. Slap the tits. Exactly. Slap tits. Slap tits. Slap. Slap.
Cumbuns.
Cumbuns?
Cumbuns.
Cumbuns?
Cumbuns. Come the fuck on, man. What's up with this fucking computer, man?
Y'all
niggas pussy. Kimbins.
What?
Kimbins.
Kanban?
Kimbin.
Kanban.
Kimbins.
Y'all niggas comfy.
Y'all niggas pimpin.
Yeah, nigga, pussy. Yo, who's in my room, son? Yo, what's to your mom, so who in here? Well, who in here, son? I don't know. Nigga, poop. Nigga, poop out. Poop it. Nigga, pooping. Pooping. Nigga. Pooba.
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 Pooba. Pooba.
Pooba.
Pooba. Come on, man. It's fucking computer.
Niggas buns. Niggas buns.
Buns.
Niggas buns. Niggas buns. Niggas buns.
My niggas pussy.
My niggas pussy.
Task Force Tuesday.
Task Force Tuesdays in Los Angeles, in a black car. Got 500 packs in the backyard. Cut 12-12, they look like stuff shelves. Cut niggas boots on sales while they pop L's. Don't leave nothing in the bag, shave everything.
I'm from the OT, shave everything. Fuck.
Fuck up.
Oh, come on, why not?
You.
Yo. I figured this shit ain't gonna work now.
Seven.
Three.
Yo, who's in there? No homo. No faggot. When? Yo, hang up.
Yo, man, what the fuck is up with this?
Yeah, that nigga's pussy. That bitch is whack. That crazy bitch is pooping. Pooping.
Who the cat?
Pooping them.
Who
are you, stupid?
Who are you calling stupid?
Come on, who are you, bro?
I was just talking to you, pumpkin head bitch.
Pumpkin head bitch.
Big head bitch.
Block head bitch.
The fuck on, man. It's... This shit is like this cord. This shit is fucking getting on my nerves.
cordless.
Yeah, man. Shit's not fucking working. I hate cordless shit. I like it, but I hate it. Slapping the shit out of yours.
I left her around here somewhere.
There we go. Come on, come on.
Yeah, who the fuck is in it?
It's slut ass moms, nigga.
Oh, word.
Hit us up, Angry Bastard Radio, at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we'll be live from about, depends on what time I got school. I got school starting tomorrow, then we won't be on probably, maybe early. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you stay tuned to us. We'll be holding it down.
Holding your mother down.
Yeah, holding your mom down.
In the hotel. I'm going in on her.
Nigga's going in your mom's butt.
Going in on my baby back.
Baby back.
Mm-hmm.
It's sorry people, I couldn't, you know, entertain y'all a better way. But it seems to be that my computer does not want to function the way it's supposed to be functioning. With that being said and done,
mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with shit.
With that being said and done,
with that being said and done.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking mouse don't want to work. All this shit. It's amazing how when you get pissed off and stuff, you want to, the first thing, instinct you get is to throw it across the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
So you got 10 seconds. Give it a shout out. We're live on the radio. Okay, there you go. She has no life. She has nobody in her life. And no one loves her. So therefore, she wants to give a shout out to nobody. This is Angry Bastard Radio. I'm your boy GQ. That's 6-4 right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And see you motherfuckers hopefully tomorrow. If not, we'll see you Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Actually, I'm lying, because that's when class starts. So we'll see you Friday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Unless these niggas are going to hold it down. I'm getting pissed off, though. This shit ain't working. So, therefore, I'm getting off this shit now. Yo, you getting off Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Now?
Oh, shit. I got 15 minutes.
Huh?
I'm like 15 minutes.
This nigga's bullshit. I'm gonna be stuck on there for like an hour. Alright, nigga.
Alright.